Knowledge Products presents The World of Philosophy, narrated by Lynn Redgrave. This is Undone Scotus and Medieval Christian Philosophy.
It is common now to look back on the medieval period, the so-called Middle Ages, as a uniformly stagnant era, a time of scarce learning and little or no progress either in science, the arts, or cultural and intellectual life in general. But the scholar Donald Matthew, in The Atlas of Medieval Europe, notes that this backward-looking assessment describes an entire millennium, 1,000 years, in a way that those who lived in it would not recognize.
Those who lived in the 10 or more medieval centuries of Western European history, since lumped together with scorn or dismay as a period of regrettable human retrogression, had no impression of their common fate. To treat them all as part of one period is to start with the preoccupations of the 16th century. The medieval millennium was as varied, dynamic, and creative as any millennium known to science.
Medieval culture was vast and diverse, a melting pot of architecture, poetry, different modes of living, crusades, and quarrels between the church and secular powers. It was a time of bishop warriors and wandering minstrels. For example, Franciscan friars would often walk barefoot over the terrain as they chanted the Canticle of the Sun, a song written by St. Francis, the founder of their order. It was a time of religious laxity and of religious reform.